Have you ever talked to someone who tried to blur the line of what coffee is to support his position on abortion? Let's talk about how we can respond. Come debrief with us. Hi, I'm Lexi, and joining me as always are Seth and Ethan, and we're debriefing pro-life outreach. Ethan, give us an outreach highlight from this week.
Okay, well, I was in Michigan having conversations about abortion, and I had a guy come up and talk to me, and throughout the conversation, he wanted to clarify that he was pro-choice, but not pro-abortion, while using the entire conversation to try and tell me how I should be pro-abortion. So that always confuses
me. What did that mean to him?
You know what? I think he was just trying to distance himself from abortion because he was uncomfortable with it.
Isn't it interesting, though? I keep hearing that. People still say, we're not pro-abortion, we're pro-choice. But some people say, no, we're loud and proud pro-abortion. So it's odd.
Yeah. So I think he was uncomfortable. Him specifically was uncomfortable with abortion, which is good. And so he was trying to use nicer words.
Yeah.
Nicer words.
Yeah.
I personally like when people are honest and say I'm pro-abortion.
I like that as well.
I think that it depends. Like, if you're with a large crowd of pro-choice people, then they're more, yeah, we're pro-abortion. If it's just a small, like, they're awkward about it because they still know that saying pro-abortion is not very cool with the rest of the world.
Not.
Unfortunately, I think it's probably just gaining its...
becoming more cool.
Yeah, it's becoming more cool. But at least for now, at least he had some sort of care and didn't want to say I love abortion.
Yeah,
so
like implicit in there is something awkward with abortion. That's a good thing. That's still awkward to him.
And as long as he's being truthful, like, oh, I don't really want to say I'm pro-abortion, that's actually good because it's showing, you're right. He's not 100% on the abortion train. Ish. Unfortunately. So we have a very interesting conversation. This was
I'm drinking coffee now. I'm really interested by this hook you had.
Yes, I know. And it's probably confusing everybody. Sorry for listening to that. But
Ethan takes a drink of his coffee,
too. This is going to be a very confusing conversation. This is going to be one of the longest.
So pour a cup of coffee and listen.
Yes. You may have to rewind it and listen to it again. I watched it a few times to kind of grasp everything that he was saying. But this is a conversation between Titus and a student at the University of Ohio State, and he was holding a cup of coffee. Oh my goodness. I do that every time. I'm sorry.
All the Buckeyes get angry.
I didn't even catch it, and I'm an Ohio resident.
Maggie caught it. I looked over at Mac. No, I thought Maggie gave it a look.
Well, pretend Maggie definitely caught it. Definitely caught it. Just for everybody listening, he's holding a cup of coffee. That will be necessary to understand the context of what he's saying. So, Maggie, could you play that
picture? Ohio State University kid with coffee.
Reality's dynamic versus fix and sable. You're saying that reality isn't real.
Nope.
And I imagine that I don't, it doesn't change the fact that I still have a rock. If me imagining that I don't have a rock changes the fact that I have a rock, then I never had a rock to begin with.
There's a lot underneath that that's not true.
It
all depends on the fundamental assumptions you make beforehand.
Like what?
So for instance, this could be a coffee, right? Or this could be water with coffee in it. This could be water with coffee grounds in it. What makes this?
Depending on how you define the term.
Right, when I turn it into a latte, you could decide, is this a coffee or is this a latte? Some people would see latte as an instantiation of coffee.
Okay.
Just like some people would see whatever's in the womb as an instantiation of life. And some people would see it as something fundamentally different, a latte, which is what other people would see inside
of it. Okay, so where would you go if you were defined?
Try to figure out whether that was a coffee or a latte. Where would you go to research it?
I'd start by exploring multiple definitions of what people believe coffee is.
Okay.
So I would try to narrow in on a definition of coffee, but, and this is the hardest part about being human, right? The hardest part about being human is that we have to balance our subjective perception with what we think we're perceiving to call that something that is real, as the word you did.
Okay.
So I would say, to some people it's coffee, to some people it's not.
Okay, so some people, now can we agree that regardless of what we call that substance doesn't change? If I call it a latte and you call it a coffee, that substance is still what it is, regardless of what we call it. Can we agree on that?
Depends.
Oh, what are you saying? Depends. Oh, I was like, come on. Man. That was such a good conversation.
Yeah, it is. I want to clarify for anybody, because there started, like, there's buses, like, yeah, towards the end of it. And so Titus asked, well, how would you go to find out what that coffee is, what the definition of coffee is? And he said, well, I would go and I would seek out what other people thought coffee was, and then try to come to the right definition of coffee. So for anybody, and then I think you could hear the rest of it, but
oh man, that was so good. So much there.
it's kind of tricky and mind-bending a little bit, but not because it's actually something so far above what we can comprehend, but because it's just silly. Like, it's just not going with reality, and that's kind of why it's hard to understand, not because it's some really intellectual idea. So,
but it gets to the heart of our entire debate, which is we're making a claim about what the fetus actually is. Mm-hmm. He's saying that is not possible to ever really make any kind of definitive statements. This gets to the heart of the entire debate.
Okay, what is reality? Guys, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, we do.
Then. So he is saying his cup of coffee. This could be a latte, or this could be coffee. Depends on how you want to define that.
Well, let's look at Ethan's mug and my mug, which, Alexa, you don't have coffee, sorry. Right, but so, Ethan, what's in your mug?
Coffee.
What's in my mug? Coffee, right? So we could use different words to describe it. And he's right. There are different words like latte or whatever you put into it.
Americano.
But here's the problem. You can call, no matter what happens, if I call my cup of coffee an automobile, I cannot climb inside and drive it to downtown, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
There is a reality there. That I don't care what word you use. You cannot, my perception of this coffee cannot make it anything other than it actually is.
Right.
And that's the heart of this. He's saying, like, you can never really know what something is. People make a big deal about using different words to describe things. Your words don't change reality.
Yeah.
Your words reflect reality.
Yep.
And if Ethan looks at his coffee cup and says, you know what? That is a Honda
Civic.
Thank you, right. Honda Civic. I'm struggling there. I look at mine and said, that is a cup of coffee. Both of us have a claim about reality,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is just wrong.
Yeah.
My view, this is coffee, is true. Whether I use the French word cafe or the English word coffee, my view is true. Ethan's word, that is a Honda Civic, is wrong.
Yeah.
Truth is when your idea reflects reality. This guy is just missing the point of what truth is.
And I really liked Titus's tactic. So when he was explaining the reality of if you have rock in your hand, it is a rock, no matter, even if you imagine the rock is no longer there,
right.
The rock is still in your hand. So the other guy continues to say, well, there's actually, what did he say? Like there's a lot behind that.
A lot wrong with, a lot wrong with
underlying assumptions or something like that.
Yes. I'm sorry for everybody butchering his quote, but Titus then just goes to say, like what?
Yeah.
He doesn't try to explain his position again. He's just pushing the other guy to make sense of what he's actually saying, or pushing the other guy to defend his claim that there's something wrong with what Titus was saying, even though what Titus was saying was completely 100% factual.
Yeah.
So I found that like really good. I was like, good job, Titus. You just stood back and just said, like, what? Like what?
Such a great response. This is, I don't know if you guys have interacted with views like this, but I do quite a bit. And just at Columbus State this week, some guy was going off on me because he was saying that perception is everything. You cannot really know anything. So no one could say the fetus is or is not a human. All you have is your perception of the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old idea in philosophy going back to, I mean, often credited to Immanuel Kant. And I remember this, it's really a bad dad joke, but I remember Kant's view because he would say you can't ever really touch something. All you have is your perception of it. Like this table we're sitting at right now, we never really access the reality of this table. All we have is our various perceptions of the table. And that's a really dangerous view that, again, started with Kant and has filtered down to society where now people say, you never really can know anything.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas begin with the old dead men who started them on college campuses. They're now with everyone today. It's a very bad view, but a common view. So Titus's example of how to respond was so good, like you said, giving an objective example of what if I'm literally holding a rock?
Yeah.
Is it true I'm holding a rock? This guy can't answer that very simple question, which is so tragic, right?
It is very tragic. And I just wonder if somebody grabbed his coffee and threw it on the ground, Well,
did that happen?
I perceive. I don't think I just grabbed your coffee and threw it on the ground. That's not what I imagined. No.
What happened is you poured your coffee out.
You poured it and you liked it. You liked pouring your coffee out, and you're actually super happy about it, aren't you? Super happy about it. That's how I'm seeing it. Mm-hmm. Like you could. It would be a very trippy place to live in if we actually lived. Yeah. Complete gaslighting. Complete gaslighting. Of our reality, if we
right,
actually
gaslighting again
that
is
way.
Like when things are changing around you, but you make people think it's their perception, right. Not the reality,
not
right?
The actual
yes,
reality
like
I always have to remind myself of that one.
Yes, and I think it's used a lot, and like some people, I don't think really know what the word actually means. They just use it. So, right. But yes, I think that's absolutely right. But now we need to tie this back to abortion because this is the reason why we're talking about this. He is making up this idea of, well, nobody really knows what the definition of coffee is, if this is coffee to me or what. Yeah. I need to make the own definition. But I liked how Titus asked, well, where are you going to go to find out what coffee is? Mm. Then his answer was, okay, well, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go see what other people think coffee is. And then I'm going to come to the right conclusion of what I think coffee is. Kind of, sort of do that, right? If we're going to talk about yeah. who the babies in the womb are, we're going to go seek out what do people say they are? What mm-hmm. are their evidences for saying they are human or not human or subhuman?
Yeah.
What are their answers to who are the babies in the womb or who are the things in the womb whenever a woman is pregnant? I don't know. How do you say
the
like
beings,
a gen-
yeah.
the beings in the womb? Yes. And then why do you believe that? So kind of, okay, I'm in agreement with you a little bit there, mm-hmm. but we're not going to go seek out all of this information and then go back to what feels right for us to
right.
say. We're going to find the truth and hold on to the truth, mm-hmm. not just hear people's responses and then go to whichever one feels right for our worldview. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it is interesting because what was irking me when he was talking about his coffee example, and I think this ties back to abortion, is he's like, well, you know, what really is this? You could see it as one thing. I could see it as like, I could call it a mocha. You could call it a latte. But, you know, what is it really? And I was like, what does it come from? Coffee beans. We know what a coffee bean is. That's
Maggie
the definition
there.
Of coffee. Yes. Thank you, Maggie. Yes. I can go back to what is this fundamentally. I can run tests on that, break it down into its chemical substance. We can run physical tests to understand what it is physically, you know, and we can do that with unborn baby boys and girls. You know, we can run scientific tests to see, okay, when does our existence, physical existence, as humans begin? That's something, that's information that's very easy to acquire just through running simple tests. Now, we're not answering the question of, do they have value? Should they be given the same rights as you and I are? But that's a more of an ethical and philosophical question, not are they human? That question is pretty easy to answer.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's interesting that when he talks about, he was saying you go ask other people. Lexi, you're right. Like, you know, we will go seek out other input. But the important thing is we recognize you should seek out qualified authorities, right?
Yeah.
A fallacy, a bad way of thinking is when you appeal to unqualified authorities. So you don't ask Planned Parenthood when life begins because they have a vested financial
yeah.
interest.
Right.
They're not embryologists. So with the coffee example, if I want to know what coffee is, I'm going to go ask someone who knows a lot about coffee. If I ask a two-year-old what coffee is, they might say, a young kid, they might say coffee's black liquid. Well, that's not true because Pepsi is not coffee. So they're an unqualified authority. So you don't go just ask anyone when does life begin.
Right.
You ask who really knows, who's done what Ethan just said, the scientific research to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to a person who is actually knows something about coffee when you're looking
yeah.
for coffee. So we actually know, okay, we know coffee comes from these beans that look like this and da 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 da. So we're not just, we don't know at all what coffee is. Coffee mm-hmm. could be some guy on the street saying that his beard is coffee.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Totally.
We're not going to pay attention to that because yeah. we know foundationally what coffee looks like, smells like, tastes like. And so we're not just completely oblivious like, it really could be a whole multitude of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee
yeah.
could be endless and boundless, right? No, just like we know that the possibility of what a being in the womb of a human being, mother, could be isn't just some endless possibilities of limitless. Like, we don't actually know. It could be so many different things. People in their heart feel a lot of different things about what beings in the womb of I'm like trying to make it what they actually are. It's not this hard to grasp question. Just like it wouldn't be that hard to find out what coffee is, because we know foundationally. And I guess this goes back to this guy's last point, or Titus's last point, when he says, well, would the substance, even if we called coffee different things, would the substance change? Mm-hmm. I think this is really the telling answer. And he says, depends.
Yep. Right. So we recognize that there are these categories, like the category of coffee. And maybe there might be disputes sometimes. I don't know. Maybe there's a dispute somewhere on what fits in that category, but doesn't dispute the existence of the category. There is a category of humans. And there's really, again, as Ethan said, there's no dispute about what fits in the category of humans. Felines don't fit. Canines don't fit. Homo sapiens fit in the category of humans. There's no dispute there. And this guy seemed to say depends, meaning, again, I think he's back to he does not believe reality is objective. He thinks reality is what you perceive, so it depends on what you think about the category of coffee in humans. That defines reality for you. What a very dangerous concept. If that were true, then any of us could decide tomorrow our neighbors don't count in the category of human beings. Mm-hmm. If there's no objective reality to these categories, then all bets are off. All injustice is permitted.
All injustice and everything is permitted. There's no such thing as reality anymore.
Yeah,
and that's what Titus was saying. Well, there's no reality if you're going to go with your claims.
So how does society work that way, right? If we don't have a shared existence of reality, how do we drive on the streets expecting things to work a certain way? Like, how does this work in that world's impossible?
It doesn't. So what I wonder is this guy going to grow up in a few years and realize, hey, that was like so weird. Why did I believe that? I was so foolish. Or is he going to just hold on to this while continuing in reality, while continuing to go about living pretty much to the societal norm? Or is he going to abandon ship and turn into like some crazy person who we are all scared of? I don't know.
You
guess
see the light bulb blinking above Ethan's
head?
No, I think that's what's so crazy is that Titus, just a random dude on the street talking to people about abortion, sounds like the first person who's ever challenged him that maybe this idea that you believe is a little whack.
Yeah, but like, every time that guy looks his bank statement, he knows there's a reality there, right?
Yeah.
I can't just feel like there are $5 million in my bank account. It's really whatever you have in there, right? So Titus is the first one to push him on it, but every day he lives his life as if reality is real.
Right. And so for me, that just blows my mind that this guy lives in a world where he bases a lot of what he does on objective reality and what is actually true, but he has people in his life who have listened to what he said about reality being subjective and been like, oh yeah, that's right, you should believe in that. And no one's like challenged him on that.
Okay, so hang on, wait. It's a first world problem, right?
Yes.
You do not experience this kind of view when you are living life dealing with challenges and suffering. But when you live in this protective bubble, you can believe this silly idea that you create reality with your ideas.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people would probably hear his view and be like, wow, that's so inspiring. Like, I can do anything I want to do, and whenever I can just put my mind to it. It's almost that idea, like that new age idea of being able to conjure up money by just thinking and dreaming and envisioning it.
Or the bad word of faith Christian idea of that.
Absolutely,
right?
Which pretty much stems from the same new age idea of. So I think people find that inspirational. People applaud that, like, hey, if you really can live in that mindset, you're going to go far in life. Just hold on to that mindset that you are the creator of all things. Just conjure it up in your mind. Think about it.
Yeah.
Play it out, and everything will go your way just how you want it. It's the full autonomy, except
Ethan's having a he's going nuts here.
So much. I hate it.
Well, because it's not real. Like, nobody actually lives like that. Nobody actually thinks that way. Like, everybody has a bad day. In this worldview, there's no reason you would ever have a bad day because you could always just think a different way, perceive it
in a
different way.
I'm on an island right now, paradise around me. It's so nice.
Go get
except
delayed
I'm still
at the
closet.
Airport
right?
or something for a couple of hours overnight, and you're try to just pretend like you're in the Bahamas instead of being stuck in a crowded airport.
It leads to hopelessness, right? Because if what you feel should bring reality, but your feelings aren't, everything just falls apart.
Right.
Yep. So I mean, I think we could go on and on and about this, and I'm sure, unfortunately, we will be discussing other conversations that are very similar to this in the future. I know Ethan is so excited about it.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Anyways, if somebody tries to defend their position on abortion through convincing you that we have no idea what coffee can actually be, maybe try to question him a little bit. Be the first one to push back on his bad worldview, okay, y'all?
Some reality.
So please go leave us a 5-star review so that more people can find this podcast. That's all we have for this week. And as always, thank you so much for debriefing with us.